Welcome to D&B College. Today we're going to flip a bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a jungle, old-school D&B movement pattern that actually feels like it belongs under a break. The goal here is not a huge modern wobble that dominates the whole drop. We want something more musical than that. We want a bass line that feels chopped, slightly unruly, and full of pressure. Something that breathes with the drums. Something that has that classic jungle tension, but still sounds controlled and dancefloor ready. This kind of bass idea works especially well in a drop, a pre-drop tease, or as a second drop variation. And the reason it matters is simple. Old-school leaning D&B gets a lot of its energy from motion inside the bass phrase. If the bass is too static, the track can feel clean, but flat. When you flip the wobble into a rhythmic phrase, you get that call and response feeling between the bass and the break. That's where the groove starts to feel alive. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with something very simple. In Ableton, make a MIDI track and write one bass note, or at most a two-note phrase, over one or two bars. Keep it sparse. Keep it boring on purpose. That might sound counterintuitive, but it's exactly what you want. A held note gives you a clean source to shape later. Choose a simple wave form from operator or wave editable. Saw, square, or any rich basic tone is fine. Then shape it with auto filter, saturator, and EQ8. You're not trying to make it perfect yet. You're just trying to create a bass that has movement. Set the filter so the wobble feels musical, not random. You want movement that reads like eighth notes, sixteenths, or a dotted rim, not a machine gun blur. The low pass should keep the sound from getting too bright, while the cutoff movement gives you that wobble character. Add a little saturation to bring out the harmonics. Then clean up the tone with EQ8 if needed. What to listen for here is whether the wobble sounds like a phrase. Not just an effect, but a line. If it starts feeling too frantic, slow it down. In D&B, the wobble has to leave space for the break to speak. Now here's a really important part. Split the job between sub and mid bass. Don't let the whole bass wobble from top to bottom. Keep the sub simple, clean, and mono feeling. Then let the movement live in the mid bass layer. So, one layer is your sub. That can be a sine or a very clean low tone with minimal processing. The other layer is your wobble layer, where the filter motion and saturation live. High pass that wobble layer somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz if needed, so it doesn't fight the sub. Keep the sub steady and focused. Why this works in D&B is because club bass needs a stable foundation. If your wobble is moving the sub around too much, the kick loses authority and the drop starts to feel messy. Keep the low end locked, and let the character sit above it. What to listen for now is whether the bass still feels strong when the drums come in. Solo can lie to you. A patch can sound massive on its own and then collapse the moment the kick and snare arrive. If that happens, the low end needs tightening before you do anything fancy. Once the loop feels good, print it to audio. Freeze and flatten it, or record the output to an audio track. This is where the idea becomes something you can really flip. Jungle-style bass often works better when you treat it like sample material instead of a live synth. Once it's audio, you can slice it, reverse it, and reshape it fast. Now the fun part. Flip the phrase. Take the audio clip and start editing it into a jungle-style pattern. Reverse one or more hits. Cut the front of a note so the movement lands later. Reorder slices into a call and response shape. A really good beginner method is to slice at the note boundaries or at obvious motion points, then reverse every second slice. Keep a couple of anchor notes forward so the phrase still feels grounded. A simple old-school movement might be forward wobble on one bar, then a reverse tail into the next hit, then a shorter chopped response, then a small gap or a longer note to reset the tension. That little bit of negative space matters a lot. It makes the bass feel like it's inhaling before it lunges. What to listen for is whether the reverse feels like it's being pulled into the beat, not pasted on top of it. If every slice is reversed, the idea can become gimmicky. Keep some forward motion in there so the chopped bits feel intentional. Now place that flipped bass against a drum break. This is the point where it becomes D&B. Listen to how the bass answers the snare, how it leaves space for the hats, and whether it's cluttering the groove. If the bass is stepping on the snare, trim it back or move the note timing slightly. Even a tiny push or drag can make the rhythm feel more human and more old school. D&B is full of little timing decisions like that. The groove is often in the details, not the heavy processing. A good mindset here is to let the bass answer the break, not fight it. If the drum pattern is busy, reduce the bass density. If the drop feels empty, add one reversed pickup before the next snare. Keep the phrase breathing. Now use automation to make the bass feel like a phrase, not a wallpaper sweep. Draw filter movement into the shape of the loop. Open the cutoff a little into the phrase peak, then close it before the snare. Maybe bring resonance up briefly on a pickup note. Maybe push the drive slightly for the most intense moment in the bar. This does not need to be dramatic. In fact, subtle automation often works better. A tiny filter opening can feel much more powerful than a huge sweep if it's happening at the right moment. The point is to make the bass feel like it's moving with intention. What to listen for is whether the automation creates forward motion without making the drop messy. If it starts sounding like a constant effect wash, back off a little. Let the phrase breathe. Let the drums keep their weight. Then check everything in context. Kick, snare, break, bass. The full picture. If the bass is masking the snare, reduce some low mid energy around 200 to 500 Hz or shorten the note lengths a little. If the kick is losing impact, go back to the sub layer and check that first. And keep your low end mostly mono. You can have width in the upper harmonics if you want, but the sub needs to stay centered so it translates properly on club systems and smaller speakers. What to listen for now is whether the bass and drums feel like they're in conversation. The bass should support the break, not swallow it. You want the groove to feel solid and directional. A really useful arrangement trick is to treat the flipped bass like a phrase marker. Don't let it just loop forever without changing. Try a simple four-bar structure. Maybe the first four bars establish the core wobble. Then the next four bars use a more chopped or reversed version. Then give the drums a little more space for a bar. Then bring the fuller version back with one new reversed pickup. That contrast is what makes the drop feel like it's developing. DNB dancers lock into repetition, but they also need small changes every few bars so the energy keeps moving. A strong two-bar identity is often better than a constantly changing eight-bar mess. If you want a little more edge, add controlled grit, saturator, auto filter, EQ8, maybe a touch of drum bus if the mid-bass needs more smack. But keep it focused. One ugly harmonic layer often hits harder than five competing textures. If the sound gets too polite, add bite above the sub. If it gets too wild, simplify. A really smart old-school move is to print a few versions of the same phrase early. Make one clean and rolling, one chopped and reversed, one with extra gaps for tension. That way you can choose the drop vibe later without rebuilding the sound from scratch. That's a big workflow win, and it keeps you moving. And if you're ever unsure whether you've gone too far, check the snare. The snare is your truth test. If the bass chop makes the snare feel smaller, the phrase is too dense, too wide, or too aggressive in the low mids, thin it out before adding more movement. Also, don't get trapped in endless tweaking. Once the flip starts answering the break and the low end still feels strong, commit to audio and keep going. That's how you finish records. So here's the recap. Start with a simple bass note or two. Build a wobble using stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub clean and the wobble layer separate. Print the sound to audio. Slice it, reverse it, reorder it, and turn it into a jungle-style call-and-response phrase. Then shape it with automation so it breathes with the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Keep the low end centered, keep the snare clear, and use space as part of the groove. If you get one flipped bass phrase to lock into a break with weight, menace, and clarity, you've already built a real old-school DNB tool you can reuse across multiple tracks. Now take the four-bar practice challenge and build one clean version, and one more chopped version. Make one reversed slice. Add one automation move. Leave one deliberate gap before a snare or phrase change. Keep it simple, keep it tough, and listen for that moment when the bass and break start talking to each other. That's the sound. Now go make it happen.